This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about two things that often go together, money and politics. Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, said in a hastily arranged press conference Friday night that he is not going anywhere, despite reports that he will soon face corruption charges in connection with campaign contributions from a doctor down in Florida. The particulars of this case will be litigated, of course, or otherwise settled somehow. But broadly speaking, how do the courts make that separation between campaign contributions and political corruption? From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
So it's not all in your head. Members of Congress do give campaign donors special access. At least that's what Berkeley PhD student Josh Calla found out in a 2013 study.
So we went into the study trying to see, does money lead to unequal political outcomes?
He sent emails to almost 200 members of Congress from real constituents requesting a meeting. Calla says half were identified as donors. They were much more likely to get a meeting.
Yeah, it was about a threefold increase, I believe.
Next, Calla wants to study whether political contributions actually influence legislation. Bribe investigations consider a number of factors, according to Richard Berfault, a professor of legislation at Columbia Law School.
So I think timing can be a factor.
As in, did a member of Congress get a political donation right before or after voting on a bill? Was there a quid pro quo?
There have been undercover deals, outright handshakes. Sometimes it's provable, but in other situations, it's a lot grayer.
Donors know how to exploit the gray areas. Larry Noble is now senior counsel at the Campaign Legal Center. Before that, he worked as a private attorney, advising clients on how to make legal political donations.
When you're making a political contribution, never discuss an issue. What that means as a practical matter is the contribution is made and then the lobbying takes place the next day.
Then the lobbyist can say, contribution? What contribution? I'm just exercising my right to free speech. No laws broken here. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.